Yeah,
play for me.
Deputy Braga tonight?
I don't recognize the name. I think they called him Joe. Is that
Joe?
Yes.
And you were in the car?
I was
in the
car. I was a prisoner. First time arrested ever, okay? Arrested on a ticket that I apparently forgot years ago and caught up with me. And I didn't know I forgot it. So, anyway, that's, well, it wasn't me. I better watch the thing. Anyway, we were riding. He picked me up, left my car. In fact, my car's still on Ventura Freeway. And we were headed north on 123 towards the station. And just before we went off of the off ramp, which is
Olson Road,
I caught a glimpse of the guy, but the officer's eyes were a sharp one because he said, "Did you see that guy with a club?" And I said, "I saw the guy with a club." So he did a U and came back on the divider. Went alongside the divider with his light on the guy, and I could see what he looked like. The guy was faced with a question about it. He was walking along with club in both hands at that time. Originally, the first the club in the right hand was a big club. I mean, it wasn't a small one. It was a good size. It was as big as your billy club, to what you call it, like 6 feet carry, and probably a bigger round. And but he was rather nicely dressed. I mean, the guy had on a sport coat. Looked like it was a corduroy. They were light tan clothing and dress pants, and not a bad looking guy from the back. And when I saw him briefly from the front, and I guess he probably to be around 30, maybe a little bit less than 30, probably over 200 pounds and probably over 6 feet, big guy. And then the next thing that happened was that he'd go along and he'd just yell at the world and shake his fist. And so that about that time the officer called for backup, and then shortly after that you could see the guy was gonna, he was endangering himself and somebody else, because you couldn't tell whether he was gonna head out in the middle of the freeway because he was walking opposing traffic, right? Or whether he's gonna just get somebody, right? Whatever it was. So he called for backup, and when the backup came in, then he wheeled around and we pulled right up in front of the guy. And the officer, Joe, I still don't know his last name, got out and with his nightstick first, and a guy stopped, and he told him to stop and drop his club. And the next thing the guy did is he stuck his hand inside his coat like that, and the officer dropped back and pulled his revolver, cocked it, and told him to take his hand out of his coat. And what happened after that happened awful fast. He stood there just for a moment, and then he started this yell type, twirl type thing. And then he raced at the officer with a club in his hand, okay?
And the injured?
I did not see, the thing happened very quick, right? That's it. You know, I realize now, when I first saw him, when we were watching him walk along, he's got his clubs in his hand, okay? He had to drop one of them in the meantime. What I really think he did was drop the left one, put this in his left hand when he reached inside his coat. But he didn't pull anything out of that coat. When he came rushing at the officer, he had the club in his hand, in his right hand. I couldn't see what he had in his left hand at that point in time. But I know the officer then backed up around the car, and I know that my first response when I saw him coming at me at the car was, here I am with handcuffs on, what am I going to do? Protect myself? He comes in his car after me. Chased the officer around the back of the car, and then the officer shot him. As far as I'm concerned, there were four shots I heard, as I recall, four right after one, right after the other. And I'm no judge of anything, but as far as I'm concerned, I put myself in the position of that officer. This was a big man coming out with a club, and it was me or him at that point.
Are you sure he had a club in the hand?
He had a club in the hand when he went around the door. He had an object in his hand when he went around the car. Now, I can't guarantee you that wasn't not a gun, rather than a club.
Well, one thing is, did you see him come out of under his coat with a club in his hand?
No, he didn't come out of his coat with a club in his hand. He actually had the best of my recollection right now, as before, when he had this large club in his hand walking up the road, okay? And the thing that's a little confusing is that he's standing there and he's got his hand inside his coat, and that's when the officer pulled his gun and told him to remove his hand from his coat, okay? And the next thing you know is that you see the guy with the club in his right hand rushing the officer at the car, okay? And to my best recollection, he had the club in the right hand raised up to strike the officer.
How close was he to the officer at that point?
I'm surprised he didn't hit the officer because he went right around the back of the car after he came. So I had followed him around the back of the car, so he was right behind me when the shot went off. Of course, I ducked instantly.
Did you see it when the shooting happened? Were you looking at it when the shooting happened?
I was looking at the back of the man when the shooting occurred. He was right on top of the officer. In fact, I don't know whether he hit him or not during the time he went, because when he went around the car, I lost vision of just for a moment. And it was not good vision through the back window. So I couldn't see the officer shooting him, but I could see the man when he was hit, the way he recoiled from it and then hit the ground. And then, of course, after that, all I know is the man saying, I got shot, as if he came back to the real world. I know nothing. I don't drink and I don't smoke and I don't take drugs. But if I had to guess, and I'm the worst guess in the world, no business, but he had to be on drugs. I'm curious, regardless of that. I've never seen anybody quite that face down before.
Did you feel the officer in danger?
Definitely. If I'd have been the officer at that point in time, I would have shot the man, because as far as I was concerned, I was the point of saving my own life at that point as an officer.
You were also fearful?
And I was fearful that I would be in danger at that point in time also. No question about that.
So the only words that you actually heard out of the subject was, "Oh my God, I'm shot."
At the end, yeah.
And did you hear any clear words or anything before that?
Nothing that was intelligible at all. All of the rest of it was prior to that was just yelling and like, guerrilla tactics and screaming and yelling that just made no sense at all. When he was facing the officer with his hand in his coat.
Did he obey the officer at any time?
No.
Never. Did he even act like he was cognizant of the
law? Because when he had his hand in his coat, then when he removed the hand from his coat, he removed it running like that.
He was running at the
officer at that point in time.
So it was just so fast that...
Yeah, he just came. The officer said, "Move your hand from your coat," and he stood there for a minute. And I looked at him in the face for the first time then, and he just looked like he was somewhere else. The guy was faced up. No question about it.
So when your hand out of coat, he was running.
He was already running in time to pull his hand.
Rather than
pulling his coat and hand out of coat, he just took after the officer at that point in time. So
the officer was moving backwards?
The officer started backing up as fast as he could. Backed up around the back of the car, and he fired a shot.
You believe you heard four?
I thought I heard four. Well,
sounds good to me.
Yep.
I appreciate you.
As far as I'm concerned, the officer did his best he possibly could. And I certainly think he did it the best he could. And the line of the arrest suspect, Yeah, well, I watched the officer. You know, the interesting thing about it is, you got to realize at the time I'm arrested, I'm mad, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm mad, I'm pissed off that I'm arrested, and I'm naturally mad at the officer because he's the guy that's got me, right? Guilty or not. But in listening to him, we talked going up the road, and he was telling me what's going on. So he checked out my record and said, "Well, you got traffic violation, I got a warrant for your arrest," and I couldn't believe it. It's going to cost you $150, close to that, and I'll even bring you back to the car. And we talked about speeding tickets, and I immediately realized that this was an unusual officer. The guy had some compassion for him. He wasn't an asshole by any means, okay? And from the way he handled himself from that time forward, and throughout the entire process of handling that individual, he did so as a person very concerned. And the first thing he came and said when the shot was over, he came back, after shot and came back, and he leaned over and said, "Damn it." And he turned to look at me and said, "See what happened to you?" And I mean, the guy really felt bad about what he had done. But, you know, what gets me is officers are expected to be able to have split-second reaction and thoughts. As far as I'm concerned, he had no choice. He was protecting his own. He was in the interest of protecting the community. But the last thing that happened, he was protecting his own life at that point in time. Because that guy was big enough. The guy was bigger than the officer, and with a big club in his hand, and what are you going to do at that point in time? You don't know what else the guy's got to do. And I can't tell your job. I'm just telling you how I feel about it.
Oh, that's what I want to hear. What's your address?
It's address and the office address is in. I have a sales and consulting firm. We put in computer rooms, and I just finished putting in a computer room at Ventura PD. So I'm getting used to the police station. And I also just finished putting in a computer room at Ventura Credit Union. And as a matter of fact, Ventura Credit Union was wired entirely wrong. The computer's coming in tomorrow all morning. And so I had people there early this morning, and I was back and forth between the two computer rooms. And I work about 18 hours, 7 days a week. And I do a lot of driving. I cover all Southern California. We have 3 offices. And the end result is that I know I speed it. But the 60,000 miles a year, I have to watch it. I think everybody does.
I get caught
on the field.
On my car.
Okay.
And as often happens in situations where things occur so fast, like this, sometimes, recall everything. If there's anything comes up later on that's even insignificant, I appreciate what you call.
Okay.
So, no matter how
okay.
Something else that you feel that you saw that night, you might call me going to the
okay.
And if I know you need to get a message, when they come in and get the message, I'll call you back.
Okay.
I appreciate
you. Thank you very much.
I'm going to go up here and we'll see if we can get you out.
All right.